Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with the brother and sister team behind Grasshorse Studios based in Winfield, Steve Jennings and Kathy Buxton. The music video they designed for the band Fits in the Tantrums was just selected by Iowa Public Television to be featured in the second season of their Film Lounge series. This is the first part of a two-part interview.
I hit about, well, I'm 30 years old when I was in Los Angeles. And I wasn't really entirely happy with where my career was going. And I'd made a lot of great progress in certain aspects, but I wanted to start to, you know, make more of my own personal work, or at least have a bigger, a role in that process. And so Barry told us and just said, hey, get out of Los Angeles. It's like Washington, D.C. It's this beautiful city with all these incredible monuments that are, you know, larger than life. But all those monuments aren't exactly comfortable. And you can't just go to the Washington Monument and sit there and create something great. You can go and you can have that experience, but ultimately you have to go home into a comfortable place to create your work. And so that was a big aspect of us relocating to Iowa, was saying, hey, this is an opportunity for us to grow our business in a different type of way. It's made all the difference.
Were either of you natives to Iowa, or?
Yeah, we're a brother and sister team. And Kathy, she was born in Mount Pleasant, and I was born in Ames. We both lived here probably for a while, and then we both ended up out in Los Angeles area. And then Kathy came back in 2002, and I came back in 2007.
Now that you've, you know, been here based out of Winfield, what is majority of the content that you guys like create?
Primarily, we create commercials. We've been making a lot of public service announcements lately, and we've been making longer work. We've made a couple of shorts for the state of Iowa, and of course, this music video is our first animated music video that we've made.
We're doing movie screeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we created trailers for 20th Century Fox, for Hitman, Agent 47, and The Scorch Trials.
Maze Runner's Scorch Trials.
Maze Runner, yeah.
Yeah.
With Roll Up, were you conversing a lot with the band as far as like what kind of story they wanted to tell, or how did that go?
The band had some thoughts, basically some directions that they were thinking about in life in general, you know, that they had been on tour and they were seeing a lot of people out in the audience with cell phones constantly. It's like you look out in the audience and the whole audience, everybody's face is lit by a cell phone. It was particularly bothering the lead singer, Fitz. He had that going on, and they needed a video done in 3.5 weeks. And they had gone to 30 different studios before us, and they didn't like any of the concepts. They came to us and said, what can you do for us? You know, what can you get? And we had some content from an app we'd done before, basically characters that we'd created. Since we only had 3.5 weeks, we thought, well, we could take these characters and modify them for your video. We were coming up on Halloween. It was going to be released, you know, right before Halloween. We were kind of thinking, well, you know, it's kind of a Munsters party deal. Who was it? It was James King that he loved. What was the movie?
Mad Monster Party.
Mad Monster Party. That was one of his favorite movies. Mm-hmm. And so we took that, and, you know, like Steve was saying, it's like jazz. You know, we grabbed a little bit of this and grabbed a little bit of that, started saying, you know, talking to the band, saying, what do you want and how do you like it? And James King and some of the others, they were sitting there saying, oh, well, everybody's eyes just lit up when you said that, you know. And so that's how we developed it, as we got on the phone with them and just started hashing it out. In about 2-3 days, we had it all planned.
It was really important to Michael, the lead singer, that the video do justice to the lyrics of the song.
Yes.
Because he didn't want the lyrics of the song to be glazed over. And so the aspect of tying into those lyrics didn't mean it had to be an entirely serious piece, mm-hmm. but just that it paid attention to what those messages were.
And the messages are serious, you know.
And so in addressing those lyrics, we really wanted something that was going to tie into why people weren't necessarily connecting with each other currently as much as they have in the past, even though we have all these tools at our disposal to be able to connect with each other. It doesn't happen as much. Part of it is just is entirely economic. You know, we have a mobile phone that allows us more connection, but maybe it's not as deep a connection. Whereas before, you know, we listened to our music on a mobile phone, or before we listened to the radio, and we still do listen to the radio. Mm-hmm. Or we go to a record store, and we would talk with those people and ask them, what's great, what should we be listening to? All these types of things. Just people hanging out. People.
Yeah, I was going to say, even more so, it's like people just going out and hanging together. You know, going over to somebody's house and talking, you know, rather than just getting on and texting back and forth. We're not getting intimate with each other.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Steve Jennings and Kathy Buxton of Grass Horse Studios in Winfield. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.